The AU has decided to withdraw from the ICC for various reasons, but are there any implications for this withdrawal of Africa, whether positive or negative? Radio Ghana finds out from an international relations expert, Dr. Rashid Pelpo, what the implications are. He believes the decision will tell the rest of the world that Africans are capable of organizing themselves and reprimanding each other as far as good governance is concerned. Dr. Pelpo spoke to George Ankra.
There are various implications about the AU's withdrawal from the International Court of Justice, a criminal court. The major one is that the AU would begin to establish its own judicial system that will correspond to the international standard, and that will be convincingly telling everybody that acts of omissions and commissions, acts of abuses by the leadership of any country can be handled by that judicial system. And so AU will now be compelled to look beyond just the ordinary and to establish this court of justice equal to any international court of competent jurisdiction. Beyond that is the fact that the implication is very grave. So we are beyond all this is the fact that the citizens of Africa must have the confidence that after withdrawing, we still can be on our own. There has been some feeling that we were being cannot handled properly, and that Africans were the only ones suffering because of bad leadership and bad governance and criminal acts and commissions. And so because of this feeling of discrimination, they have decided that they would be on their own. Now, the huge implications about it is that Africans will now got their independence from an international body which they thought was tyrannical and very partial. And so it's a good thing for us to feel that way, but we are asking whether we can convince everybody that we have an alternative to deal with the many, many acts of commissions and omissions which eventually go against the citizens of Africa. Abuses going on of human rights, extrajudicial killings of people, and the fact that the votes of most African countries get empty because of some leadership challenges. So all these are issues that we'll be asking questions about, whether leaders will eventually feel complacent now that there's no international criminal court looking over our heads, we can still hold our own. That is going to be the hard nut to crack, to convince everybody that when we withdraw, we can still move and still be on our own and be able to establish a system that can equally provide that same cover.
Yes. What are some of the negative implications?
Well, the negative implication is what I alluded to, that there is a high possibility that people will feel complacent to do the bad, to continue to steal from African sweat, to do all the bad things about abusing the rights of people, and now will feel that nobody else is going to try them, and that our own system will not be trusted because it will be as Africans are on their own.